You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Well, here's what I do. Let me tell you what the health experts have said to me. And it's not because I'm unique and president-elect. It's because of my family. They strongly urge that if, in fact, we're going to have Thanksgiving with anyone, that we limit it to a maximum. They suggest 5 people, maximum 10 people, socially distanced, wearing masks.
Trevor Carey.
I'm willing to fight.
The Trevor Carey Show.
And I'm a go down swinger.
Trevor Carey. Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Let's go!
So, Jill and I spent this morning, like many of you, trying to figure out what are we going to do for Thanksgiving? How are we going to do it? And we've narrowed down which family members and that they were tested. Recently tested in 24 hours. And so I would strongly urge, for the sake, not just your sake, for the sake of your children, your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, whoever you get together for Thanksgiving, think about this. There should be no group more than 10 people in one room. Inside the home. That's what they're telling me.
You know, I'm so upset, I don't even know whether to stand up or sit down for this. I think I'll remain seated. If I stand up, it could fuel me up even more. I am very, very upset, angry, livid, disgusted. Mayor Brand, City Council minus Council Member Gary Bredefeld, Fresno County Board of Supervisors, you have left us without a represented voice. You've allowed the governor's unscientific lockdown scheme to allow Board of Supervisors, Brandow, Magsig, Mendez, Quintero, Pacheco. At least Pacheco admitted, I wish I hadn't given so much power. But you guys gave me too much power over to this unelected bureaucrat, unelected official. Dr. Volra, he's a yes man to the governor. These Republican Board of Supervisors, listen, it's time to start calling out some people, and I am. You love to stand at Nunes events and talk about how we have to fight back against these Democrats in our state who are turning California into a cesspit, and that was before COVID. I heard a lot of people talk strong and conservative and talk about standing up to Sacramento and take on Newsom, Prop 47, 57, sanctuary state, homeless, gas tax, illegal immigration, all big talk against Newsom. Well, here's your chance, boys. You had it, you blew it. You aren't going to stand up. If so, you would have done it the first time. Your neighbors, your friends, people you don't even know here in the Valley were forced to shut down businesses. Supervisor Magsig and Supervisor Brandow, I have a direct question. Why didn't you show up at the end of lockdown rally in downtown Fresno back in September and now we don't hear anything? Now, I did hear Magsig say in print today that they're not going to enforce the lockdown. You know what? We're past enforcing the lockdown. What we need to hear right now is that Board of Supervisors standing up to the state legislator, asking them to enact their constitutionally enacted obligation to stop this state of emergency. That's what you can do to help people. And please, Mayor Brand, City Council, Board of Supervisors, Assemblyman Patterson, State Senator Borges, it would be a real cool thing to do. You know what else would be a real cool thing to do to relate to your constituents and feel their pain? How about take a 75 to 90% pay cut like the people you so-called represent? Hey, if we're all in this together, right? 8 months into this? We're really in this together, are we? Well, put your money where your mouth is silent. Take a cut now. If not, why not? Why would you not want to take a 75% cut or a 90% cut? And I use those numbers based on 25% and 10% occupancy levels that have been forced right now. Why would you not want to take a 75 to 90% pay cut? Would it be a little rough on the family, maybe? Maybe you wouldn't be able to what? Maybe buy Christmas presents online? Maybe not even have money for a Christmas tree, or maybe pay your car payment. What about people losing their health insurance when they lose their job? Mayor Brand, do you think of that as you sleep at night? Supervisors, Magsig, Brandel, Mendez, what about all these business owners who gave to your campaign? You think they're going to be there next time? And I know some have political aspirations, want to rise to new heights. I'm not going to forget what's going on. It's silence. I spoke with Pastor Jim Franklin last night, Pastor Cornerstone downtown, and he said church is essential. He said he doesn't see it as defying. He's standing up for his rights. And I'm now a member of the Civil Disobedience Brigade. I just created it, the Civil Disobedience Brigade. We eat inside. We go to church. We visit family and friends at Thanksgiving. Brigadier Carey reporting. I'm the only member right now, and there's nowhere official to sign up, but you can do it in your head. California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley has stood up. Daily Caller had a great article today about the judge that ruled Newsom violated the Constitution by ordering that all registered voters be sent mail-in ballots. More importantly, she found good cause for permanent injunction restraining Newsom from issuing any further unconstitutional orders that make new statutory law or legislative policy. The court rejected Newsom's claim that a state of emergency centralizes the state's power in the hands of the governor. This is what Newsom used to collapse our system. You know, we had a system of checks and balances, right? He has issued 58 executive orders, changing over 400 laws unilaterally. This judge rejected Newsom's argument of the Emergency Service Act gives him these kinds of powers, and at least 24 of his executive orders rely on that section. And it's unscientific lockdown is what it is right now. And we're seeing his blueprint play out right in front of us. Closing more businesses. Stopping schools from opening. No evidence at all. Either of these responsible for the new COVID cases. See, here's the thing. I just heard it in the Fox News intro there at the top of the hour there. Talking about you got to get tested before you go to Thanksgiving and blah, blah, blah. Everything that we're hearing right now, right? It's about healthy people that don't feel sick going and getting tested. Why do they force that? Why do they want that? So they can have the headlines of cases. They're not going to stop.
Resist. What the hell's the matter with these guys? What is the matter with them? Resist. It's totally irresponsible. Irresponsible. It's about patriotism. It's about being patriotic. It's about saving lives. For real. This is not hyperbole.
Now it's patriotic to let your neighbor or yourself starve. Now it's patriotic to drive people to suicide. Now it's patriotic to keep kids from not learning. What a scary future. Listen to the lies now.
You know, every major individual of any consequence in the health field is saying we can save 100,000 lives just between now and January 21st by wearing these masks. It's going to take a while for the vaccine to be able to be available, distributed, and get to people. We're talking about 350 to 400,000 people dying. I mean, what are they doing?
I'll tell you what they're doing. They're closing their businesses, JB. Jim Jacobs at GV Wire writes, Mayor-elect Jerry Dyer had a sobering prediction about potential business losses. This is our mayor-elect Dyer said, I anticipate 30 to 40% of our restaurants in Fresno will never open again. Oh, we're just furloughing some people for a while. We got Paycheck Protection Program. Are you going to make some fireworks for the 4th of July? Everything's fine. I told you about the tsunami that's going to, every day that this lockdown happens, is going to continue to roll in. Does that even register? 30 to 40% of restaurants will never open again. That's called tax base. You don't even, if you're going, well, okay, I'll have less Mexican restaurants or fish places to choose from. Less hamburger joints. All right. That's not that. It's the tax base, knuckleheads. Dyer says Fresno sales tax receipts confirm that big box stores like Costco and Walmart have thrived. They're the big winners. Unfortunately, the mom and pops, mayor-elect Dyer says, and many of the restaurants have been impacted. Rocket Dog, the ones open across the street here.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Clovis closed down. High Sierra Grill and Bar closed. Sweet Tomatoes closed. Those are some that just off coming to mind. Dyer said, it's amazing how long the lines were for people in Fresno that needed food. Do you understand why I'm screaming from the mountaintop that our elected representatives, not our political leaders, they're not leaders, nobody's showing leadership, our elected officials are not screaming from the mountaintop for this state legislature to do what they need to do, take power back from a one-man operation in this state? Our mayor-elect is talking about people standing in line for 2 or 3 hours to get food. And Supervisor Magsig's response is, well, we're not going to enforce going from red to purple. It's so far past that. Dyer said in print here, the county's return to the purple tier will exacerbate the problem. Well, I don't know what exacerbating or getting worse from this would mean. Would it mean no food? I guess if people are in line to get free food, if it got exacerbated, there would be no food for them. Come on, guys, we got to open up now. Anything short of that is self-inflicted suicide. This is wrong.
This kind of isolation is one of the unspoken tragedies of the elderly who are now being told, don't see your family at Thanksgiving. For many people, this is their final Thanksgiving, believe it or not. What are we doing here?
That's Dr. Atlas. Now, here comes the mindset. And now I look at this mindset of people that are silent about it on the Republican side, people that talk like Chris Cuomo on CNN does on the Democrat side, agreeing with Joe Biden. Silence, that just means you're guilty of not standing up.
What the hell are you doing here? Yeah, it could be their last Thanksgiving. If you expose them to people who aren't wearing masks, who aren't socially distancing and haven't been doing so and haven't gotten tested because they somehow think they don't want to get in on the con of COVID. You know, you want to hide on state news, you do it. But someday you're going to have to deal with real questions. And either you're going to come on a show or you're going to do it. But you know what? We may go back to old school and maybe the questions will come find you. Maybe when you're living your life nice and easy because you don't have the concerns that these same people that you're telling to rise up that they have. Maybe the questions will come and find you, because you have to answer for that kind of guidance, let alone as a doctor. Do no harm. Invite grandma. This could be her last Thanksgiving. Yeah, if you invite her to a place where she can get sick and die.
Do it. Do it the old way. We got the civil disobedience brigade there, crazy Cuomo. We'll eat inside a restaurant when it's cold. We'll go to church. We'll visit our family. Revised California Department of Health mask rules? Really? I'll tell you about it.
Governor Newsom is telling people to stay off airplanes and limit their Thanksgiving to their immediate family. Yet on Friday, he was outed by the San Francisco Chronicle and forced to acknowledge that he attended a birthday party with 12 people at a fancy restaurant in Napa. Newsom's administration says that no more than three households should gather at any one time, stay outdoors, remain 6 feet apart, guidelines that he ignored.
Trevor Carey, Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400.
The Civil Disobedience Brigade. Eat inside, go to church, visit your family. And now we have a new mask rule from the state.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, get tested, stay healthy.
Outside your home. Face covering required all times outside the home with some exceptions. According to state regulations, you do not have to wear a mask in specific settings, such as when you are alone. Oh, so if I'm alone in the middle of the woods, I don't need a mask. Oh, if a member of my household is there. I wouldn't need that alone in the woods. Or if I'm driving a car. Or if I'm eating or drinking or working in an office or room alone. Now, when outdoors, you don't have to wear a mask as long as you're, measure that off, 6 feet from others not in your household, but have it ready in case somebody comes within that distance of you. On, off, walking through Woodward Park. Hi, on. Okay, they pass. Okay, wait, back on. Okay, wait, let me take a drink. Oh, there's somebody by me, so can I take a drink if somebody's 4 feet by me? What do I do? Ah, they haven't explained that one yet, have they? We need help. We're going to have to rely on ourselves. You realize that now. Literally, if we were on an island and we had a lot of optimism for a few months, the Coast Guard was literally, or there was a shipping lane out there, I would bring you all up to the island. We'd light a fire. We'd eat some coconuts. And I'd say, guys, they're not coming. We gotta make a boat. It's up to us. That's where we are. Let's go to John in Sanger. John, welcome to the show. Hi there.
Hey, man.
Hey, hey.
I tell you what, I love what you're saying. Civil disobedience, like you said, that's pretty much the way we got to go now.
Do I got a brigadier? I got a brigadier for the brigade, don't I? Is that what they call somebody that's in a brigade, a brigadier? I don't know, but I'll name us that. Brigadier John, thank you for joining. You're the second member. There's nowhere to sign up. You just did it in your heart, mind, body, and soul.
I did it in my heart, mind, body, and soul. I'll tell you what, it's insane. It's driving me nuts because, like you said, the thing that breaks my heart is all these businesses that are just, they're going to die. And, I mean, these people, that's their livelihood. And these people don't give a crap. They don't care.
He caught it. He's self-censored. You're good, John. You're good.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Agent Squires moved. I gave him a hand up. He just... Hey, it's desperate times call for desperate measures. I don't blame you, John.
It's maddening because, like you say, you can take your mask off, take a drink of water. Okay, that guy eating his steak fries over there. You know, what if he coughs? It's out there for crying out loud. Quit being so weird about it. But it's like it's always somebody pointing at a chart saying, "Oh, look at the numbers." I mean, you can't argue with the numbers.
Well, don't argue with the numbers. 99 point whatever, fill in the blank, depending on your age. Let's talk about the numbers. Will not die from this. Let's look at the numbers.
Well, they don't say that, though, do they?
No, they're not going to put that on a Caltrans freeway sign.
For crying out loud.
At least they took off the... Every night I went home, John, I would be like, don't look up. I got to check and see if it's up there. There it is. And I go, quit telling me to wash my hands. I get out of the car and just put them in the dirt and smear them in and go,
No, it's the truth. It's insane out there. And I appreciate what you're doing because you're actually saying it.
Well, John, John, say something to our board of supervisors. What should they?
Oh, my God. I can't say anything that you already said. It's like, you sure wanted our vote, back when you were saying everything back then. But now it's like, where are you?
you're falling in line just like a bunch of sheep.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't believe how many intelligent people are just falling in line. Just like, oh, they told us so. No, well, I mean, they said so. Who? And why? And are you even looking at the logic of this? It's insane. I could go nuts.
I am going nuts. I literally am going nuts.
I'm glad that you're there saying it, though, man. I mean, I really appreciate you. And
well, thank you, like, John. Appreciate that.
I mean, it's like Thanksgiving canceled for everybody. Like, if I dropped off a bunch of, like, a bunch of turkeys to the Poverello house, would they say, nope, sorry, there's no Thanksgiving this year? I mean, do the homeless get to eat?
Well, you know, there's the one thing that, you know, people that are in bondage, they say, you can break me down physically, but you're not going to change my heart. So my thankfulness will stay in my heart. They'll never change that, but it's surrounded by a bunch of anger right now.
Yeah. I'm right there.
Justifiable. Thank you, John.
Tonight, California's governor is hitting what he calls an emergency brake, dramatically rolling back reopenings for nearly the entire state amid an unprecedented COVID spike.
Nationwide, almost 24 million Americans reported food insecurity, an increase of 6 million because of the pandemic. Texas has seen long lines stretching up to 3 miles. In California, one food bank reported a 125% increase in demand.
Are you paying attention, elected officials? How can you let this agony go on?
While children are resilient, the isolation and fear many are feeling is causing a significant uptick in 3 to 6-year-olds feeling overwhelmed, worried, or sad. One recent survey found 70% of kids 5 or older have such feelings. It's not just the kids want to play with other kids. Experts tell us they need that interaction to develop language, learn to separate from their parents and defer gratification, cooperate with others, and a host of other social and emotional skills.
It's not right. It is so wrong. Hey, John and Singer, you're number 3 there, buddy. Sorry, I already had number 2 sign up for my civil disobedience brigade. That was Eric. So Eric's number 2, John 3. Do I see 4 in there? I see a hand up. We got 4. You know, he's there. He's former California Congressman, new chairman of Rebuild California, Doug Ossie. We're going to talk to the man next.
Trevor Carey, Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 14.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
100.
But just because someone's not going to tap you and write a citation doesn't mean you shouldn't do the right thing. You know, we know better. We were taught better. And that's what our grandparents and parents taught us, just to respect others, even if we're not going to respect ourselves. And again, wearing a face covering is a sign of toughness. It's a sign of resolve. It's a sign of someone who gives a damn.
Happy birthday to you. Somebody tell Nancy, turn down the hair dryer. We're trying to sing happy birthday at this restaurant. I'm sorry, guys. Hold on. I got a phone call from some representatives. They're in Maui at the moment. Hey, guys, how you doing over there? Come on, the hypocrisy couldn't be. I mean, I thought that they might have learned a lesson with Nancy Pelosi and her ice cream, her fancy ice cream, her blowout. Now you got the governor. I tell you, I don't know how we're going to rebuild it there, but he's the chairman of Rebuild California, Doug Ossie, former California congressman. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Trevor, it's great to be with you again.
I'm telling you, I am probably, if I had to put today on the livid scale that I've been livid doing talk in California for the last 5 years, this is the top right now.
Well, I've been listening on over the internet. You've been on a roll, so I figured I'd just throw you some softballs and let you keep going.
Well, maybe you can give me an answer of why our mayor, city council, board of supervisors, assemblymen, state senators won't take a 75% to 90% pay cut like the people. We're all in this together. They need to relate to their constituents.
I actually like that idea, Trevor. I think that's the right idea for a leader to pursue. Someone who's a leader would say, I get this. I'm not going to get paid until we're all healthy again. And let's go forward. And you know what? If one of these people or all of them said that, man, there would just be a lightning storm of support for them. Just a lightning storm.
Right, but they can't do it because it'd be too rough on the family. We got Christmas coming up. That means presents, trees, and we still have car payments. And, you know, they have health insurance. They don't have to worry about that right now. But if that were taken away, I bet you their attitudes would change.
Well, I'm not interested in punishing them. I'm interested in them leading. That's what I want. I want them to lead. And, you know, it's the old adage about in the military, who eats first? Well, it's all the guys out on the front lines. In the fire department or the police department or the sheriff's department, who gets the first chair? It's the guys who are out on patrol. It's not the guys sitting in the office. It's not the guys on the radio barking orders. It's the guys who are on the front lines. And in my opinion, in this kind of a situation, leadership is lacking, as we see in California. And every one of these folks that you just cited, it would just be an overwhelming chorus of support for them to take that kind of an action.
It sure would be. Well, I don't see it coming, but what I do see coming, and you've been talking and writing about and doing interviews about, is this statewide curfew now? Is that really going to happen, you think, like Saudi Arabia or something?
So let's look at what the governor's doing. What he's done since yesterday is he's essentially put 94% of California into lockdown. That's on the basis of population. And the thing that he is not shared with anybody that I'm aware of is what's the science and data that supports what he's doing. In other words, you know, the Fresno's a big county, Sacramento's a big county, is you know, Imperial's a big county. Is the situation with COVID precisely the same in every part of Fresno or Sacramento or Imperial or any of the other 55 counties of the state? And I would argue to you that it is not. It is statistically impossible that the situation with COVID is precisely the same regardless of where you are in California. So if that's the case, why are we having a blanket application of remediation to deal with the transmission of this disease? It seems like people are being singled out without any connection or nexus to the science and data.
Yeah, he talks about they're going to follow science, but yet he just uses the word science and does not pull
exactly
out the science. I mean,
okay, so let's delve into that a little bit. So, how does the governor's lockdown account for pods or clusters of infection in area number one compared to area number two that has no clusters of infection? Why is it that area two is being shut down when they have no infections to speak of or are far below the level that would get you into purple? Why is area two being shut down if area one is the problem? Area 1 is where we ought to be focusing our efforts.
Well, okay, let's say Area 1, where there's a cluster, even in that area, and by that area you might be saying South Fresno County, like the southern part of Fresno County, just as an example, correct?
A zip code.
A cluster. But even in that area, we know the CDC says 94% of those that are going to die are going to have comorbidity, so we can scale it down even in that zip code to folks with comorbidities, correct. And then we can do it by age. And then if you're not in that category, get back to business.
Exactly. That's my point. That has been my point since April when it became apparent when Los Angeles went so badly wrong and the governor put down the lockdown on all 58 counties. That has been my precise point since April, that this is not a situation that calls for a blanket approach. This calls for a focusing of resources to deal with this disease. And if you can't focus them, you will never get control.
See, when... yesterday I was saying we've done everything they've asked. We've washed, we've locked down, we've distanced, we've lost out on life in so many areas, but yet it's not working, as we're seeing. But yet, you know what? It to get to herd immunity, it actually is working. For herd immunity, short of a 100% cure of a vaccine, which we're praying that we got somewhere close to that on the horizon, but the herd immunity aspect, it has to spread amongst the asymptomatic. Why do they just not want that science out there? Why did they shut down scientists that have taught me that, doctors that have taught me that over this time period?
I don't know the answer to that, Trevor. I had a long conversation with my mom on Sunday afternoon, and she's 95 years old, and she grew up in a small town in Tennessee. And during the time when she was a kid, they would have these waves of disease. This was pre-polio vaccine, pre-smallpox, pre-tuberculosis, pre-all the other things. They would have these waves of disease come through, and everybody said, okay, this community needs to be quarantined, but this community over here is okay. And everybody would say, okay, let's focus our resources where the problem is. And what we're not seeing is our leaders taking the common sense approach of treating the disease where it is, rather than treating it where it isn't.
Yeah, bingo. And I'm glad you brought up something your mom brought up. In the 40s and 50s, I've talked about this quite a bit. Polio would kill over 500,000 people worldwide every single year. They didn't shut down Yankee Stadium. We didn't shut down Atlantic City. We didn't shut down Hollywood. And that were hitting the young and vulnerable. As we saw then. So, yeah, none of this really truly makes sense. Now, I thought when I heard you say yesterday, I thought, is there a hint of an accent? And you said your mom grew up small town in Tennessee. what town was that? Because that's where I'm from. I'm from Tennessee. Where's she from?
So she grew up in Cannon County, a little town called Woodbury.
What part of the state's that?
Mid-central south.
Okay. Yeah,
but I was... If you go to Nashville and you come south on I-65, you get to Murfreesboro, and then you go east about 20 miles, you're at Woodbury.
Yep, that's the yesterday. I knew I heard it in there. Well, yesterday we could walk outside without a mask on. Today we're not supposed to be walking outside with mask on. I mean, I thought when's the cure for COVID going to come? November 4th, right? We thought after that was a big hoot, wasn't it? Now we're being told to mask up outside with certain situations.
The other thing that I was struck by from my mom, and I hate to talk about my mom this much, but
no,
I want to
do,
share.
Please.
She's 95. She's been through this from a quarantine situation. Her dad was the country doctor at the time. So this is not something that is distant or theoretical to her. She said, listen, everything else aside, our scientists are going to fix this. It's going to take us some time. I mean, think where we are today compared to where we were 6 months ago. We have got to put our scientists in the lead and listen to what they said. And I said to her, well, Mom, the problem is that we can't find out from the governor what science or data he's using to base his decisions on. And she said, yeah, that needs to change. Right? Hmm. So she gets it.
Well, if the scientists figure it out, it means they lose control.
Yeah, but... tell us what the science and data is. Right now, Trevor, we don't know what the basis of these decisions are. We literally don't know. The governor will not release the information.
Well, speaking of science, we have some organizations we pay a lot of tax money for them to figure things like this out, called the Center for Disease Control. 0.01 under 65 have died of COVID. So I think that's the number we need to look at while making sure our hospitals don't get overrun. We got trained that way, didn't we, Doug? To flatten the curve. We're going to keep our eyes on that. Then somehow they keep moving the goalposts, and they've moved them so far. Now they got to build new stadiums to put the goalposts in. They've moved it so far. Now it's simply based on cases. And I think this big push for test. Even if you, Doug, I wanted to come to your house for Thanksgiving, I would then have to test everybody that came in, the day before, to make sure we're healthy. That's what the state's telling us to do. So they're pushing for healthy people to go to the doctor so they can build up cases to build up these scary headlines to stay in control.
Correct. I agree with you. But you bring up an excellent question here. In my mind, and that is, okay, let's say we are all in lockdown now. How do we get out of lockdown? How does a community get out of lockdown? When you talk about moving the goalposts, what's going on right now is two things. First of all, the governor and his minions are desperately trying to shift the blame for the uptick in cases to the local level. And the second is, they're in the process of changing the goalposts again by imposing this Healthy Places Index, which has never been vetted or validated at the state level.
Say that name again. Healthy what index?
Called the Healthy Places Index. And it's something that was copyrighted in 2018 based on data that was collected in 2015 and earlier. And it uses such parameters as the voting propensity of the people who live in an area, or the tree cover within an area, or the preschool enrollment in an area, as metrics by which to measure when a community can get out of lockdown.
So they're mixing equity into the mix.
Correct. That's the goal. It's a politically driven agenda regarding, quote, equity, end quote, and it's not designed to address medical issues. It's designed to address sociological issues. So think about this. We are now doing medicine based on people's feelings.
Oh, it just hit me like a brick in the face when you said that. That's so true. That's right. Even scarier than before I signed on the show at 3. Now I'm more freaked out by this. Well, I know right now there's a lot of people that are very upset about this Maui trip, right? Some of our elected officials, not political leaders, elected officials. I've heard a few names float around. Have you seen? Is there a list? I know it's been hard to get a hold of. Who went on this?
I have not yet found a list. I've been all over social media asking that very same question. Who's attending the Hawaiian conference? And I don't yet. The information's going to come out. It's just a matter of time because the filings occur in January. So you might as well tell us. We're going to know. So quit treating us like chumps. And give us the information.
Yeah, the one I've seen, Fox 40 reporting Assemblyman Jim Cooper from Elk Grove based on eyewitness identification at the resort. So that's the only name that we've heard here come in. Doug Ossie, how can those in California that want to rebuild are going to stay here, just refinance their house, and they're going to be here a while? How can they get involved with you guys and help?
So the easiest way, Trevor, is to go to our website. The website address is rebuild-ca.org. There's an even faster way to do it. I've actually linked my DougOsie.com to that website. So if you just go to DougOsie.com, you can get to that website. You can follow me on Twitter at DougOsie, and you can see what I'm opining about or what we're researching at the foundation on any given day. And then people have to weigh in. They need to speak up. Our elected officials, this is representative democracy, and our officials depend upon citizens to articulate what it is they want done. So there's nothing the matter with saying to your elected official, I don't like this. I'd rather you went this direction.
Yeah, or with all this time at home with lockdown, we got time to get a recall going, as we can do. Thank you so much, Doug Osey, sir. Thanks. We'll talk again soon, man.
Have a great day, Trevor.
Hey, you too. The Civil Disobedience Brigade. Eat inside, go to church, visit friends and family. Joe Biden in the real threat to freedom. I'm going to highlight what is next.
The Trevor Carey Show. Power Talk 96.7 AM 1400 and the iHeartRadio app. Trevor Carey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Hey, coming up quickly on our Facebook and Twitter page, you got to see the meme my buddy Vince did here. It had Rudy, you know, the football player, Notre Dame Rudy. Yeah, that was my nickname back in the day. Said, if this number 45 can overcome, so can this number 45. Has President Trump with the football on there. That's a good one. That'll fire you up. We're going to talk more about the election that is still going on. But, you know, a lot of people, well, Joe Biden, boy, he's really a threat, is he not? Tom Bazile at Newsmax. He has a show on, and you know what? I'd love to get this guy on the show. He's on 12 p.m. to 3 o'clock Eastern on Saturday. It's called America Right Now on Newsmax. And he wrote, for a long time in this country, we clung to the idea that tyranny would come in the form of some hostile force like the Soviets or the Nazis or Islamic terrorism. We're conditioned to think that way for decades, often with good reason. The end of America would come with a bang. One of the things 2020 has laid bare for all to see, whether it came to the election or the COVID response, is that America freedom in this century will be imperiled not by dictators with tanks and missiles, but by faceless tech giants, censoring speech, an untouchable class of permanent bureaucrats, and the broadly smiling faces of Botox-injected news anchors, choosing political activism over facts, fairness, and freedom, all with a gleam in their eyes.
Noticias falsas.
Our continuing fight isn't as much with Joe Biden as it is against the people really at the top of the pyramid in our society now, the ones who want to control how you think. They believe you should surrender your opinion to their agenda, take part in their groupthink, and act like the lemons they think you are. They don't think you'll notice their hypocrisy. As I informed you yesterday, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot just shut down her city and canceled Thanksgiving right after the election, though, out celebrating in the streets. Probably cranking Cool in the Gang, celebration with hundreds of Biden supporters without a mask on. Don't do as they do as they say. Make no mistake, this election was a rejection of the far-left policies, he writes, hawked by the socialists, Marxists, and the media activists that colluded with the Democratic Party. But let's be clear, they're not going to stop. They'll continue to demonize and cancel those who disagree with them. They'll continue to call us racist and stoke fear that silences conservative voices. They will continue to tell Americans that ceding more individual liberty to a more powerful government will create equality, fairness, and freedom. They will continue to brand anyone who disagrees with them as divisive. And that's what we're seeing right now. If you're going, hold on, there's the front screen has been cut and that window's broken. Should we investigate? No, nothing to see here. Nothing happened. We have a lot happening right now. And if Americans can no longer trust our election, we're in big trouble. Civil war trouble. You know, I've downplayed many a situation in America when callers or friends would say, we need a civil war. Obama's going to ruin this nation. George Bush did 9/11. Clinton murdered hundreds in Arkansas. We need a civil war. I'd always remind them about what a dark day in America that would be, right? Brothers killing brothers, neighbors killing neighbors. That'd be a dark day. I said, I would never consider that notion unless A, my vote didn't count, or B, I can no longer go to church. Things that make you go,
Thank you all so much.
Listen, if we can no longer trust our elections, we're in big trouble. The president hired an attorney. She's a highly esteemed attorney. She got General Michael Flynn's case brought back and cleared. She's put her whole reputation on the line, and she has come forward and says she has information that will blow this out of the water. I still have faith. We'll talk about that and more next.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.